In Iran, debate over the country's nuclear program dominates newspaper headlines and television news. Several nearby countries already have nuclear weapons, including Israel and neighboring Pakistan. And many Iranians believe Iran at least has the right to develop nuclear technology for peaceful energy needs, even though the country sits on vast reserves of oil and natural gas. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Tehran.
Although Iran has agreed to suspend its uranium enrichment program as part of an agreement with Germany, France, and Britain, government spokesman Abdullah Ramazanzadeh insists Tehran will never give up its right to develop nuclear technology.
Not at all. It is our right to use the energy power, the nuclear power.
This is a view shared by many Iranians. The nuclear program has become a point of national pride here. University of Maine professor Bahman Bakhtiari argues that, given the regional dynamics, it would be irrational for the Islamic Republic not to pursue some kind of nuclear technology.
They live in an environment and region that they're surrounded by nuclear power, nuclear-capable countries. So they obviously would be trying to do something, and they have had a major war with Iraq, so that national security doctrine of making nuclear capability is pretty much alive in Iran.
Some hardliners have blasted Iran's nuclear negotiators for making concessions under pressure from Europe and the International Atomic Energy Agency, among them Parliament member Rafat Bayat.
I don't like this decision, but they have made it.
Bayat gave a fiery speech in Parliament during which she argued Iran should withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty altogether. She thinks Europe is trying to keep Iranians dependent on the West for nuclear technology.
This is a kind of excuse for world public opinion against Iran and to stop these economical activities.
The nuclear issue arouses nationalist passions, even among students at Tehran University, some of whom say they are political opponents of the current regime. 23-year-old Sadiq says he does not trust Europe's motives.
He says that apparently this is not any kind of agreement, but it's a ceasefire. And this is the way the Europeans are trying to prove their role and power in the world.
His classmate, 23-year-old Mehdi, goes one step further, saying Iran should have the right to make an atomic bomb.
If the other country have it, why we shouldn't have it? Yes, of course.
The Iranian government says Islam forbids it from developing weapons of mass destruction. But those Iranians most alienated by the current regime say the Tehran government should not be trusted.
I think that the Iranian authorities, they have behaved in such a way that they lost the confidence of the international organization concerning their nuclear activities.
Former foreign minister and opposition leader Ibrahim Yazdi says the international community has an obligation to continue to monitor Iran's nuclear program.
It's not a matter of being trusted or not. In a society that we don't enjoy the basic rights and liberties of our people, the articles of our constitutions concerning the basic rights and liberties of our people is neglected. It doesn't exist. Iran continuously violating the International Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So under such conditions, it's very difficult to rely on the government claims.
The Iranian government reserves the right to resume its uranium enrichment activities if negotiations with Europe collapse. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.